जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्रद्धा माधव जू की प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णु पर परमहंस परिव्रजा काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतशी श्रीमान His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskon Patista Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayananta Kota Vaishnavrinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sigho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garathara Srivashari Gaur Bhakta Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप सी मायपुर धाम की जय गंगमय की जय जमुनमय की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय निताय गो प्रेमनंदी श्याम भेत भक्त वृंद की जय ओ ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutare Smati Rashka Mithya Namam Jesus. Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, the Payobrata process of worship. Text number 22. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Aditi Rubacha Kenaham Vidhina Brahman Upashtashi Jagatpatim Jatami Satya Sankalpo Vidhadyatsa Manuratam Sri Aditi Rubacha Kenaham Vidhina Brahman Upatashi Jagatpatim Jatami Satya Sankalpo Vidhayatsa Manuratam Sri Aditi Rubacha Kenaham Vidhina Brahman Upatashche Jagatpatim Jatami Satya Sankalpo Vidhadhyat Samanoratam Sri Aditi Ruvacha Kenaham Vidhi Brahman Upatashi Jagatpate Jatami Satya Sankalpa Vidayatman Ratam Vidhayat Samanoratam. Shriyaditi Upacha. Brahman. Upateyasta Jagatpatim. Chatami Satya Sankalpo. Vidhayatsa Manoratam. Sri Aditi Ruvacha. Brahman. Siddhi Jagatpatim Chatami Satya Sankalpo Vidhayatsa Manoratam Sri Aditi Uvacha. Srimati Aditi began to pray. Kena. By which, aham, I, vidhina, by regulative principles, Brahman, O Brahmana, upashthasi, can please Jagatpatim, the Lord of the universe, Jagannath, jatha, by which, me, my Satya Sankalpaha desire may be actually fulfilled. Vidhyat may fulfill Saha, he, the Supreme Lord, Manoratam, ambitions or desires. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that the Lord will be satisfied with me and fulfill all of my desires. Please repeat. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that the Lord will be pleased with me and fulfill all of my desires. Purport. It is said, man proposes and God disposes. Thus a person may desire many things, but unless these desires are fulfilled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be fulfilled. Fulfillment of desire is called Satya Sankalpa. Here the word Satya Sankalpa is very important. Aditi placed herself at the mercy of her husband so that he would give her directions by which to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that all of her desires would be fulfilled. A disciple must first decide that he should worship the Supreme Lord, and then the spiritual master will give the disciple correct directions. A disciple must first decide that he should worship the Supreme Lord, and then the spiritual master will give the disciple correct directions. One cannot dictate to the spiritual master, just as a patient cannot demand that his physician prescribe a certain type of medicine. Here is the beginning of worship, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.16. Chaturvidha bhajanti imam jana sukritona arjun arto jigashur arti atate janicha gyanicha bharatharabhasha sabha. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of persons, pious persons, render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Aditi was Arta, a person in distress. She was very much aggrieved because her sons, the demigods, were bereft of everything. And thus she wanted to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of her husband, Kashyapuni. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakya Takshuram Vrindhandina Tasmaya Shri Girvi Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Ramo, Hari Ramo, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. So here Aditi, she's lost all of her sons. She's mother of the demigods, so she's lost all of her sons somehow or another, separating due to the, Bali Maharaj, he conquered the Maurya, okay. So she's lamenting, naturally, she loses her children, she can't serve the children or see the children. So she's asking for a benediction from the Lord. And she is approaching her husband. Who's the husband? Kashyap Muni. Okay, she's going to ask her husband, the great sage, Kashyap Muni, tell me the process, the regulative process that is can be utilized to fulfill my particular desire. Satya Sankalpa. So she's showing here the correct process of approaching the Supreme Lord by taking shelter of a spiritual master who, in the form of her husband, Aditi's her case, is her husband. So she's taking shelter and accepting him as her spiritual master and asking for a process that she may perform to get a certain result from it. So she's going the correct way. She's not directly trying to execute manifest the desire herself. She's dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first one must approach the Guru anyway. So the system is good. She knows what she's doing to fulfill her desire. Hear the word Satya Sankalpa. Is very important. Aditi placed herself at the mercy of her husband so that he will give her directions by which to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that her desires will be fulfilled. So Aditi placed herself at the mercy of her husband so that he would give her direction. So here again, you see her attitude is one of surrendering. She's surrendering to Krishna just as Bali Maharaj in the last chapter, isn't it? Bali Maharaj, he surrendered everything. the young girl Bhakti Atmanivedanam that Bali Maharaj, he surrendered everything when Lord Bhamaradev came to see him. So that mood of surrender is there. It's very glorious mood. Now Bali Maharaj is famous because of this. His complete surrender to the words of Bhamaradev took away everything from him. So one must surrender to the person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, surrender to the Guru. So this indicates humility. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one should approach a bona fide spiritual master with humility. He should offer service and render service and ask questions. So Aditi is following this process. She's approaching a spiritual master and she's asking him questions. Krishna says, the self-realized soul, he can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So she's not just approaching anyone, she's approaching a bona fide sadhu devotee, Aitreya Rishi. So she has connection there with Parampara. And so her desires almost certainly will be fulfilled if she follows the process. Aitreya Rishi, he's not going to invent a process that here you can follow this process. I made it up myself. He's going to follow the process that's been given by the Lord himself, because the Lord gives all the different processes, all the different scriptures and shastras. The Lord gives all these different processes. They work. Why? Because the Lord gave them. If they didn't work, then why would the Lord bother to give them? So we get all these injunctions in the Vedas. So many processes. Practically, that's all that's going on in the Vedas. It's telling you a different process to get a certain result. Worship demigods, worship forefathers, worship this, worship that, become austere, meditation. It's all different processes. That have been given by the Lord according to a person's mentality. Mentality is controlling and enjoying. This is the mentality of the Purusha, Bhava Roga, or the material disease that we have, Purusha Bhava. We want to be the enjoyer, the controller of everything, so we can enjoy it. So, because we have this attitude, I want to control and enjoy in a different way than you. We're all different. We're all individual. It's not that there's only one way to go about anything, because everybody has different tastes and different approaches. So therefore, there's so many different processes that are given in the scriptures. And if you follow them properly, you get the result. Otherwise, why would they be in the scripture? Why would Krishna? He's not a fool that he's going to speak a system that doesn't work. So it works if you follow it exactly according to the rule. It's kind of materialistic desire she's got. She wants to free the demigods. Somewhere or another, they've disappeared. So anyway, she wants, they're her sons, it's natural. But it's kind of a material thing she has. But practically all of these processes are material processes. Because they're all the process of controlling and enjoying. So Aditi is asking, please give me a bona fide process that's sanctioned by the scriptures and by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'll do this process, which means control. She has a vrata, she has a vrata, bio vrata. She has some to do some controlling here. But the idea of this controlling is, then I get somehow or another, I'll get a benediction to get my sons back, and then I'll be happy. So our motivation is her own happiness, you see. So that's quite natural, because everybody is seeking their own happiness. And because we are all individuals, we're going around in different ways. But ultimately we have to come to the point of pure devotional service, where we're not really asking anything for the Lord, any material thing, but Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. He surrendered everything, but when everyone was offering prayers, and Bali Maharaj's wife, she offered prayers, and she said, "What an idiot my husband is! He's thinking I got something to surrender. I'm surrendering the whole." He's so puffed up. He thought he was the king and the controller and the owner of everything. He thought he had something actually to surrender. Just see the foolishness of my husband. See, yeah. Like that. It's Krishna's world. Bhoktaram jagatadasham sarvaloka maheshwaram. I own all the lokas. All the planets are mine. But Bali Maharaj was thinking, no, I'm the controller now, because I defeated everyone. But still, he did it. He did surrender everything to Krishna, despite the fact that he knew he was... it wasn't his universe anyway to give. It was Krishna's universe. But he did it and became famous for it. So he approached, everybody has material desires, he says, so we approach dharma, artha, kama, moksha, this progression in life as given in the Vedas. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. This is speak up here. Artha. Aditi was artha, a person in distress. Artha. She was in distress, so she's approaching the Lord in distress. You can approach the Lord in different ways. You have to approach the Lord in different ways if you want to fulfill your desires. So Krishna says there's four kinds of people, four kinds of approaches to me. Those who are in distress, like Aditi. She's lost all her sons and everything, she wants to get them back. And a person who wants money is in... has no money, he turns to the Lord, please, I have no money. The person, next, inquisitive, oh yeah, he's more intelligent, he's inquisitive, he wants to inquire about the Absolute Truth. He approaches, and the Jnani, or the wise one. So he approaches the Lord, he searches out and he's on the right track, so he gets proper information. He has revelation. Jnani. So they all come to Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. They've come to this point. That means they're very pious, even though they're lacking so many things. They have piety, otherwise they cannot approach the Lord. So because of that piety, they're approaching the Lord for money, for freedom from distress, inquisitiveness. Or they're actually wise. And Krishna says, the wise one, he surrenders unto me. So that's the wise one. Who is the wise one there? Bharti, who want money? Who want free of distress? The jnani? Or the wise man, the muni? Huh? Now, there's four people. Who is the wise one? Who is the wise one? The jnani. No, the one who surrenders to Krishna is the wisest. He is a jnani, or a wise man, or an arti. The one who surrenders to Krishna, he's the wise man. So Krishna says he's the wise. Yeah, the one who surrenders to Krishna. Out of the, but we are approaching Krishna. We need something. We are lacking. So why all these different processes are there, and the Priyavrata is another process. Atreyashi? Kashyap Muni. He's going to give her, she's approaching him, he's going to give her a process. One of these processes, according to her mentality and what she can do. So he's, what she needs most, he's going to give her that particular process, which is more conducive for achieving her desired goal, her desired result. In this case, he's going to give her the payo, what is it called? Priya. Payo vrata. So this is the most suitable thing to fulfill her desire, according to Kashyap Muni, who's a great sage. So there's all these different processes, and if you analyze them, they're all processes of controlling and enjoying. We already see the aditi, controlling, doing this rata so she can release her sons, so she can enjoy. So all these different processes you see, they're controlling and enjoying processes. This is the weakness of heart, Prabhupada mentions in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What are the weaknesses of heart? There are two. That one, we desire to be the controllers, and the other is that we desire to enjoy. We are controlling to enjoy. Enjoying is better than the controlling. Because that's the purpose of the control, is to enjoy. Krishna's business is pleasure. So, even though Krishna has also given so many processes, Bhagavad Gita, it's all processes. It's all different processes. Krishna's given you a different process. Varnashram Dhamma, knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of Atma, renunciation, Gyan, Sannyas. All these different processes Krishna's given in Bhagavad Gita, they're all different. But in 18th chapter, Krishna says, Sarvadhanam Paritaja. Now, I've given you all these dharmas. I spoke them all. Now I'm asking you, give it all up. Arjuna, you give up all these processes and surrender to me. So why does Krishna give all those processes? If he tells Arjuna to give them all up, give up all those other processes, why Krishna spoke all them all in the first place? Why didn't we get Bhagavad Gita? Two slokas. There's going to be two slokas in the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody know? There's two slokas. Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage unto me. You will come to me without fail. I promise you, you will come back home. And the other sloka? Sarvadhanam parityaja mamikam sharanam. Give up all varieties of religion. So that's what Krishna wants. This is Krishna's process. This is what he tells Arjuna. This is what I want, Arjuna. I want you to completely surrender, give up all those other ideas. It's because they're all controlling and enjoying processes. Just like the Ashtanga Yoga process. A very good example. First you've got to control. The first is the asana. Asana, sitting posture. Has to be correct. Deer skin, everything. Krishna speaks of kusha grass. Asana. I don't know the process. Anyway, then pranayama. I don't know if it's second or third. But the breathing process, controlling the air. Controls the different airs in the body, then the eight different processes: withdrawal of the senses from the sense objects, control of the mind. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's seven controlling principles there, and the eighth, samadhi. Samadhi what? Means what? Means enjoying. Means either liberation or, for the Buddhists, they'll say nirvana. But the idea is happiness. I'll even merge into the Lord. I'll lose my miserable existence. But somehow or another, the ultimate goal is happiness. So it's control, 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 control. 7, 8, okay. So now we can enjoy it. So, because we have this mentality, this Purusha Bhava, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer of the universe, then there are so many processes Krishna is giving according to our different mentalities. But they're all the same, they're all controlling and enjoying processes. So these are the two weaknesses of heart that we have to overcome. Because this is what we've been doing since time immemorial. We're trying to control a little situation, or a bigger situation, or if you're a king, a bigger situation. So these are the weaknesses of heart. These have to be given up, Krishna says. So how do we give it up? Controlling. We are understanding Krishna is the supreme controller. And Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyment. Bhoktaram jagapatasyam. I'm the enjoyer and enjoying what? Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Controller of all the planets, all the whole universe. So Krishna's better that we surrender to Krishna now. She's going to go through so much difficulty to perform the vrata, so much time, so, and going to get the demigods back eventually. She'll get her position. She's the mother of the demigods. She'll be there. And what will be the result? In this matter of time, again they'll take birth again, and again death will come, and birth and death will. So it's not really solving any problem that she's going to rescue all the demigods who have gone somewhere in fear. What will be the result of all this? Again, they take birth in a completely different form and a different activity. and doing exactly the same thing, same mentality as there, I want to control and then different ways of controlling and enjoying. There's a meditation, actually it's from Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's also in the deity worship book, Pancharatrika Pradipam. But it's a meditation when before you're worshipping Krishna. The description is Krishna is in Vrindavan. It describes Vrindavan with the bees and the birds and the trees and the flowers and Jamuna and the rivers and the beauty of Vrindavan, and then describes a beautiful kunja with under a big kalpa briksha tree. And there Sri Krishna is sitting very relaxed, just blowing the fifth note of his flute. The beautiful locks of curling hair, Vaijanti mala, beautiful lotus-like eyes, and lotus feet. So this is Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, enjoying in his eternal abode of Vrindavan. So then you get in front of those like concentric. Not circles, but anyway, in front of Krishna, there are the demigods, Brahma, Indra, the Artha. They're representing Artha. Artha means economic development. They're the big controllers of the universe. They're the developers, the big universal developers. So they're after Artha, economic development. So they're in the front of Krishna's there, they're in front. then behind them, Dharma, Artha? Karma. Okay, what's the order?
Dharma.
Okay. Not Dharma. So anyway, the demigods are up the front, I'm sure I mentioned, because they're representing Artha, economic development, because they have to develop the universe, expand the universe. Then those who are in pursuit of Dharma, establishing the codes of Dharma, they're a bit behind the demigods. So all these great universal sages we hear about, Kashyapa is also a universal respected sage. They're all there. They're all there approaching Krishna to worship Krishna. And their intent for establishing the codes of religion that are meant for humans. So they're doing a really good service, and they want to do it. They're really, really good people. They want to help others. So they've taken that birth as, you know, a universally respected sage, and they're establishing the codes of Dharma for all living entities. In India, we have Gotra system. It means family lineage. And the lineage is coming from Kashyapa. He's one of the heads of the different sages, Kashyap, Kapila, different sages, disseminating different types of knowledge. So the family that is your sages, you're born in that family with this particular rishi, sage is there. Generally, the family will follow that type of knowledge he disseminates. So people have different rishis when you talk about their gotra, their lineage. They have different rishis, and these. Okay, so the rishis are giving different types of knowledge, or different processes. They're giving different processes. And that family, they keep that, the whole family dynasty will use that knowledge, use that, keep according to the sage of the family, of the family lineage. So they really think they're doing universal welfare work. They're disseminating knowledge throughout the universe. But mostly it's dharmic, is knowledge is keeps you bound up in the material world. It doesn't actually free you. It's very, very slow elevation is there. But they're very happy and content and thinking we're doing really, really good work for the universe. But if they keep us bound up in the material world and maybe in the mode of goodness, whatever, and we're following, then what is the real value of it? But people do want to stay, maximum people in the, not maximum, everyone in the material world, they came here to be the enjoyers. Nobody came here to become Krishna conscious, because we were there with Krishna, we were Krishna conscious. We came here to imitate Krishna, everyone. So this is the disease. So here are the rules, the dharmic rules, and different sages, and the families are happy, and the sages are happy. And again, they take birth in the same family because they're so pious. They take birth again and again in the same families. Those in pursuit of happiness. You want happiness? Where do you go? Forget Krishna's feet. No, they're on the bottom of the list. You want happiness? Heavenly planets. You go where the apsaras are. Angels, heavenly angels. Charanas, vidyaharas, great musicians, singers, dancers. Apsaras are angels, Prabhupada. Look like angels. Enjoying like anything. King Kichuchetu. Fantastic airplanes, enjoying. So those who want enjoyment, calm in pursuit of calm, they're on the next row. These are different gradations of people in as they're approaching Krishna. And next is the Dharma, Kama, Moksha, those who want Moksha, who are represented by Sukadeva Goswami and four Kumaras. This is before they came bhaktis, but they are known as Gyanis, and Sukadeva Goswami was Mayavad practically. I'm in the womb for 16 years. What's the use of coming out? I get more entangled. Better I stay in here and get liberation. I won't get entangled. Four Kumaras. Let's go and see Vishnu, and Vishnu Loka is not far from here. The other brother said, what do you want to go there for? It's a local Vaikuntha planet. What do you want to go there for? We're satisfied here, we're self-realized souls, we're satisfied here. Why do you want to go to see what local Vaikuntha planet, to see Vishnu? We'll go for a picnic. Out of Korea, we'll just go for a picnic. So they went there, but they said, we're satisfied here. We go there, we're going to be satisfied. We're self-satisfied. It doesn't matter. So anyway, somehow or another, they went to see. And then they began to smell that aroma from the lotus feet of Krishna. His body always smells of aguru. Mother Jasoda gives him bath every morning with aguru. Very nice. And then he has sandalwood paste and camphor. And on his lotus feet, the tulsi is there, mixed with chandan. Tulsi chandan. It entered into their nostrils. And they said, how come we're getting so much pleasure? This is material senses in contact with material sense objects, That's material happiness. But self-realization is millions of times greater than happiness. We're already self-realized. We're self-satisfied. How is it that we're getting more satisfaction now by smelling the lotus feet of Krishna than our own self-satisfaction? This is really bewildering and puzzling. Oh, eventually they understood, yes, that Krishna is ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then they took shelter, then they became great bhaktas. But previously they were like Mayavadis. So they use this, when they speak of Mayavadis or persons who want liberation, they mention Sukadeva Goswami and four Kumaras. But this was before they became the big, great devotees. But they're kind of examples set. Anyway, there's all these different gradations of people. They're all approaching Krishna according to their own mentalities and desires. And so that's Dharma, Artha, Karma, Moksha. All these different people have different types of desires. Then there's different types of devotees, sentiments of devotees, those in Shantaras, the trees and the cows and the bulls. So they're there behind, another row behind. They approach Krishna like the bulls, you know, they move very slowly. They have their own gate, and they see Krishna, and they put their noses up, they flare their nostrils to get that the Krishna's flute scent comes into their nostrils, and there's the little baby calves, and they're jumping and butting and kicking each other, little blankets on, little bells around the neck. These are Shantarasis. Then behind that, you get the Das, those who have the sentiment of Dasaras, like Krishna's servants who supply his clothes and things like that and help him do this and help him do that. And then behind them is the Shakiras, there's all the boyfriends of Krishna. They're all playing and dancing and playing flutes and throwing things and having... as little boys do when they're playing around like that. Krishna's there, he's our best friend. It's carefree, little boy. So it's Shakiras. And then beyond that is the Madhuryas, the elderly gopis and gopas. They're looking at Krishna as the most wonderful child, our beautiful child. And then behind that, then you get those in conjugal ras, the gopis. And they're all approaching Krishna. But they're trying not to look directly at Krishna. But they close their eyelids, but they're looking as if they're not looking at Krishna, but they have to look at Krishna. And they're approaching and they have bells, ankle bells, and bells around their waist. And they jingle, jing jing. And the gopis are trying to stop the jingling. They're jingling because they're shaking. The gopis are shaking out of what? they're approaching Krishna out of shyness, not shyness. Anyway, their attraction for Krishna is very strong and their body starts to shake and tremble. But they try not to show Krishna there. They're trying to cover up but they cannot stop the jingling bells. Their body's shivering and Krishna, he's throwing his sidelong glances into their hearts, and they're trying to remain cool and composed, but their dresses start to fall down because their limbs become slackened, and all the conjugal affairs at last. So this is a meditation. The different people, different desires throughout the universe, karma, or the dharma, artha, karma, mokshas, and in spiritual life. So all these different progressive natures that everybody has. So we see that these material The Prayavrata is a material thing. It's going to end. But we do have spiritual. So fortunately, we do have the Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Veda Vyasa, he was giving information of all these different types of karmakanda, especially all these different types of activities, because most people want to do karmakanda in this world. That's why you came here mostly. So Vedas are mostly for these people who want to stay in the material world and be happy. So given all this karmakanda stuff, that's why Narada Muni got chastised, Veda Vyasa, what have you done? Already people are inclined to want sense gratification. They don't need a guru for sense gratification. Everybody knows how to have sense gratification. And now you're encouraging it because you're saying, you know, you can do this, you can do this. You're writing all these. There should be prohibitions, but they're taking it. This is our Veda. Look, it says you can eat meat after sacrificing to Kali. You can take wine, you can somarash, go to the moon planet, heavenly. You're encouraging them already. They're addicted to sense gratification. You know, you're encouraging them by giving them the. So that was Veda Vyasa. He wrote too much karmakanda. So then he realized his mistake. And then therefore he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, which only brings out pure bhakti. So this, and all the other processes, okay, they're nice if you want to stay in the material world and be happy. You won't be more happy than following Vedic injunctions, even though it's keeping you in a cycle of birth and death. This is called Vedic nonsense. The Vedas are not nonsense, but we are nonsense. So therefore all these processes are therefore because we are nonsense. Therefore Krishna says, you give up all the damn nonsense controlling and enjoying process. Sarvadhanam patitya, and you surrender to me alone. So anyway, she'll perform the sacrifice and she gets the result, so that's a good thing. At least she's becoming purified, and ultimately they take shelter of Krishna. The demigods ultimately, they're becoming purified. They like to do the work a bit more than they like Krishna, but they become pure. Everybody becomes purified. That's the way Krishna's planned this world. They're all means of slow purification. The Vedas, Vanashram, it's a built-in system of self-realization. So you're performing all different activities according to the Shastra, but even if you don't want self-realization, the way it's like the Vanashram system is set up, it's a process of elevation from Brahmacharya to Grihastha to Vanaprastha to Sannyas. To Sudra, from Sudra to Vaishya to Kshatriya. You're performing your daily activities, but you're slowly being purified and you gradually make advancement through the different modes of material nature. Even though it looks like we're enjoying, but still the slow process of purification. So the expertise of Krishna, the Vanashram system is a built-in self-realization system. Even if you don't want it or you don't know it, the effects is going to be there. So the idea is that don't bother to become an aditi or a demigod. They're all having problems even in the Deva Lokas, they're all having problems. Yeah? The mother of the demigods, Aditi, she's got a problem. All the demigods, they got a problem. So best not take a birth where we can have another problem. Let's go back home, back to Godhead after this lifetime. Okay. So this is Bhagavatam. It's showing us all these different processes. If you want, you can take, but what does Krishna want? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. And Srila Prabhupada said the best way to absorb oneself absorb one's consciousness so it's not getting influenced by all these modes of material nature and all these senses and sense objects. Prabhupada said the best process you can do is think how you are expanding Mahaprabhu's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said this is the best, he indicated this is the best of all activities. How can I expand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission? Be fully absorbed in that mood of expanding Mahaprabhu's mission. I like that. I just read it the other day. I can't remember. But that's what Prabhupada said. The best way to control your senses, mind, anything, the best of everything, absorption in expanding Mahaprabhu. In other words, Mahaprabhu is very, very magnanimous and everybody does a little bit of service. That's such a great thing. So do some service for Mahaprabhu and that's the greatest reaction for that will be the greatest beyond our estimation also. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samveda Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gopremanandi. Hare Krishna. Sorry, 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna.